And right now, going to bring in the sports professor, Rick Caro. It's our sports business and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. And I am not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. But Rick is an attorney. He's the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. He appears regularly on television on both CNN and ESPN. And you can find his weekly blog and podcast at msn.foxsports.com. Rick, good morning to you.
Good morning. I got two conditions for this interview to continue. Okay, first, next week, you're going to be in town, and we're going to tee it up, because I've been really bad at not being able
to be at
your
disposal. You've been awfully busy, Rick. You've been all over the place.
Awfully busy, going to the U.S. Open this next week, so the week after. So we're going to tee that up, right? Is that a deal?
Absolutely. Pat, can you make it a threesome? What do you think?
I think I should be able to round out that threesome.
Beautiful.
All right, well, then that's the next condition, which was, where's Rooney? He was awful quiet, so there he is. Okay,
well, I lurk, Rick. I lurk in the background.
You know, lurking is a good way to describe you, just generally. I've been searching for the right word. Lurking. That's good. All right, let's go. I'm sorry. I apologize. You know, your image, you're going to be an important public figure in the next few years.
That's
so
right.
Lurking is not appropriate. I'm sorry. Mr. Rooney, I apologize.
Go ahead. That's all right.
Hey, Rick, let's talk about some celebrities. Speaking of powerful individuals, Forbes came out with its annual top 100 celebrity list, most powerful celebrities in the world.
Is Rick on it?
No.
Rick just missed the top 100.
I'm 101.
Exactly. But there are a number of athletes on this list. Number one, by the way, is actress Angelina Jolie.
I can't. Well, that doesn't make any sense to me.
And she knocked off Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey's been number one on this list for a number of years. Oprah's number two. The first athlete on this list is number five. No surprise, Tiger Woods. Tiger, you know, I'll tell you what, Rick. In my opinion, I think Tiger Woods is the most recognizable person in the world. Not just celebrity, not just athlete. I think if you talk to all 6 billion people in the world, probably the one person that most people recognized would be Tiger Woods.
Let's give Rooney that assignment. We can do some campaign contributions at the same time. The 6 billion. How's that? And I'm thinking about that as you're saying it, because Angelina Jolie and Oprah Winfrey, I think, are probably Western world number one celebrities. I don't know how they rank in the Far East. Remember, this is a Forbes study that combines earning power and brand awareness, and some of that is subjective. But I know, based on Tiger's commercial endeavors, designing courses in the Far East and the like, plus how important he is just as a golfer, he is a worldwide, universe-wide celebrity. Not saying that Oprah and Angelina Jolie are not, but looking at Tiger at number five, the number one athlete, and you look at the top five athletes, to steal a little thunder from you, of the whole 100. Now remember, this is all celebrities. Tiger, number one, 5 overall, then Kobe, number 10 overall, then Michael Jordan, number 18 overall, then LeBron, number 19 overall, then Roger Federer at 27. Now, he's going to go up a little bit because of his winning of the French, I believe, and LeBron will go down a little bit because, you know, by the way, LeBron should have taught Dwight Howard or showed him the memo about how to make free throws, right? I mean, that's another issue. That's not related to your question.
An aside, Rick, you take a look at these NBA Finals. Lakers leading 3-1. Very easy to conceive of a 3-1 Magic lead after 4 games if a couple of things bounce their way through 4 games.
I was at both Tuesday and Thursday night, and it is an unbelievable buzzkill for the biggest week in Orlando sports history to basically end. You know, tonight it's great, but they're not going to win 3 in a row, especially 2 back in L.A., but basically ending the series because Dwight Howard can't make one free throw with 11 seconds left, and then they leave Fisher open for an open 3 when the one thing they needed to do was just get somebody's hand in their face. I know we're not talking about basketball today, but it's all related because that was Orlando's moment in the sun. I think it's fleeting.
Well, the thing I wanted to ask you, Rick, about going back to this list is where's Yao Ming on this? I would expect him. It doesn't even sound like he's on the list.
No, he's not. That's
and with
a good
the popularity
point.
That he has in China, you know, maybe I can understand Kobe because, you know, grew up in Italy and, you know, is kind of recognized as probably the face of the NBA at this point. And with his the NBA's popularity in China, I'm sure a lot of people know who Kobe is in China. But are we going to see a guy like Yao Ming, especially as his English gets better, be one of the people potentially on this list in the future?
Yeah, I think so. Darn good point. It is interesting when you look at jersey sales broken down by country and you look at China jersey sales. Well, you'd expect Yao Ming to be number one. He's not in the top seven. And the reason is because this is now the second generation of Chinese, and they already have a Yao Ming jersey. You know, been there, done that. So hard to know why he's off this list. That's one of your main good points for the month. You can now rest for the next
all right,
month.
I won't say anything.
All right, that was pretty darn good, Rudy. It really
who's,
is.
Who's the number one jersey in China?
I think it's Kobe, isn't it?
Tracy McGrady and Kobe are very close.
Tracy McGrady and Kobe Bryant, huh?
Yeah, and I would vote for Rooney being the top guy in this interview today. Operative word is vote.
How you're throwing all these.
I'm angling for the free round next week. There are some important people listening, I understand, today for a change. So
I don't know about that, but
yeah. All right. Go ahead.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Always interesting when we have the sports professor Rick Harrow on for our sports business and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. Rick, you take a look at this list. 18 total athletes, most of them men. The highest ranking female athlete, Serena Williams at 67. Maria Sharapova is at 76. Venus Williams is at 77. And then you've got Danica Patrick, the IRL driver, right there just making it in at 100. Some of the other names, David Beckham's on this list. Phil Mickelson, the other golfer on this list. Manny Pacquiao from the world of boxing. Jeff Gordon from the world of NASCAR. The most surprising thing to me, no NFL players, no Peyton Manning, no Tom Brady.
Yeah, and again, it's the team sport versus individual sport. And if you look at this, basketball players are on here. That's a team sport. But you got five guys running around with very little clothing on. And I only mean that because you have an opportunity to see the faces and the expressions. Some would say, if you're an NBA fan, it's too many. But, you know, Rooney before the show was telling me, as he looked at this list, that women occupy the bottom five positions, which is an appropriate thing. But I said, Rooney, don't say that on the air.
You got to
preserve both demographics. He did not say that, ladies and gentlemen.
Putting words
in Rooney's mouth, which is not a good thing.
Yeah, not
but,
at all.
But in all seriousness, look at the bottom five of the 100. Now, that's 67th worldwide name recognition. So Serena Williams, clearly, it's positive. 67 for Serena, 77 for Venus. So we have a little sibling rivalry of Palm Beach Countyites right. in there, which is interesting.
And then we also have a rivalry of Russian hotties, Maria Sharapova at 76 and Anna Ivanovich at 90.
Yeah, and Maria Sharapova better start winning or it'll be a reverse hottie index next
time.
All
right. Rick, as always, great job by you. He is the sports professor. He joins us each and every Sunday here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, during our sports, business, and law segment, sponsored by the fine folks at the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Safe travels to you as you go to Long Island later this week. Of course, the 109th edition of the U.S. Open at Bethpage begins on Thursday. Next Sunday, we'll be talking U.S. Open golf. Thanks, Rick.
Yes, we will, and check your calendars for the 25th. We'll call. We'll talk to you about the week after.
All right.
Enjoy yourselves. Bye.
There he is, the sports professor Rick Caro. Never dull with Rick.
He's in a good
it?
Mood. He must not have his Thanks, bills Rick. Yet from his daughter's wedding.
Oh, that's right.